The outrageously successful That Sugar film is the latest attack on our high sugar diet, and one target is fruit juice.
Any sugar, brown sugar, white sugar, fruit juice concentrate from fruit juice, equal effect on your health.
Not feeling very well at all today.
Sales have struggled, falling 3% year on year. Jeff Parker, Chief Executive of Fruit Juice Australia.
Fruit juice is being, we think, unfairly demonised because of its sugar content, which, you know, when we're talking about fruit juice with no added sugar, that sugar is coming from the originating piece of fruit. And what the research tells us is that, you know, over the whole Australian diet, it's a relatively small contribution of both energy and sugar from fruit juice. But, you know, all of that really great, you know, nutritional benefits of fruit juice, like the vitamin C and the folate and the potassium, are being completely forgotten. And when 80% of Australians aren't meeting their fruit serve, you know, every day, we need to have a different conversation around juice.
Fruit Juice Australia has co-funded the CSIRO Food and Nutrition to analyse Australian Bureau of Statistics figures on 12,000 people's drinking and eating habits. Senior researcher Dr. Malcolm Riley says with or without fruit juice, Australians aren't getting enough of fruit's nutrients.
For children, 81% of children were not reaching their recommended fruit intake. And for adults, 93% of adults weren't reaching the recommended intake.
So what did you find a glass of juice could do?
When we included fruit juice as a fruit serve, we found that the percentage that were reaching their fruit recommendation greatly increased. So for young adults, for example, it increased from 4% reaching their target to 18% reaching their target. Still pretty pathetic, but much better.
What is it we're missing out on?
The best way to reach your fruit recommendation is by eating fruit. Occasionally, fruit juice also provides you with the nutrients that fruit contains. Big nutrients are vitamin C, potassium, folate.
That sugar film documents one man's own high sugar diet, eating ordinary processed foods, including muesli bars and juices.
There must be hidden sugars found in commonly perceived healthy foods and drinks. So no soft drink, confectionery or ice cream.
People on this planet are growing sicker every day. And many scientists now believe that fructose has a role to play.
The film's been a raving success, earning praise from food campaigner Jamie Oliver. It points out the issue with fruit juices is our diets are generally not balanced. Dr. Riley of the CSIRO agrees.
That's a really good point. And, for example, we have about 35% of our dietary energy from what we call discretionary foods. But I think the sugar in fruit juice is a different thing because it's the natural sugar from the fruit. So it's a nutrient package. It includes sugar. It includes vitamin C. It includes folate, potassium, and a bundle of other nutrients. So it's the packaging that the sugar comes in that's important. And it's also important to look for no added sugar in foods.
Your research, though, was funded by Fruit Juice Australia. Why doesn't this compromise your independence at the CSIRO?
We're funded for our studies by a lot of different bodies. What we do is we, with the customer, develop the research plan. What it does is it affects the orientation of the research. So the National Dietary Survey is a very comprehensive and detailed measurement of intake of Australians. In this case, the funding directed our attention towards fruit juice. So our target was fruit juice in this case. But the report we did was some 200 pages, a massive number of tables on all beverages intakes.